Before the pandemic, many of us worked in open office buildings with most people sitting in one big room together. Well, now many of those workers are at home, giving architects new ideas about the open office concept in the post-COVID era. Joshua McNichols from member station KUOW has more from Seattle.
Architect Andrea Veneco says in college, many people discover a new kind of freedom. There's no parents to boss you around, so you get to manage your own time.
When you're in college, you know, you go to the library and study for 2 hours, and then you know you need to go to the cafe to sort of like have some energy, and then you go back to your apartment. You sort of decide when you're going to work where and what kind of environment you need. So you're very self-aware in terms of your own productivity.
And then after college, you get a job in an office and someone sits you down and tells you,
you're going to sit right here for 8 hours and you're going to be productive.
And what happens as you grind through workday after workday under the unyielding fluorescent lights of your open office is you forget. You forget how to control your environment. You forget how to take walks when you need to, how to change your location to keep your energy up. You just learn to grind it out. Veneco and her colleague Ryan Mullenix, who both work at the architecture firm NBBJ, call this phenomenon learned helplessness.
I think what's fascinating about learned helplessness is, at its essence, it's essentially the loss of control, which is the pure definition of stress. When I can't control something, I'm stressed. And so we had created these environments where you walk in and you have no control over anything. I don't get to control where I sit. I don't get to control the light. I don't get to control the acoustics. I don't get to control who I sit next to, for the most part.
It's not that open offices are always bad. They've got great transparency, and there's an ease of communication across cubicles, and that makes it easy to collaborate in teams. Sometimes that's what we need. After all, we're social animals. It's the ubiquity of open offices that's oppressive. They're everywhere, and unless you're a manager with your own private office, you can't escape them. Until COVID sent us all home. And now, these architects say that many people working from home are relearning how to take control of their own environment.
As you move through your day, you probably at home do move around more.
Maybe it's as simple as moving from a table to a comfortable chair, or closing a bedroom door to cut down on interruptions from kids, or opening a window, or taking a walk.
At home, you know what it is that you need to do, and you just go do it.
And when workers come back to the office after the pandemic, these architects say workers will expect to retain some of the habits they've developed while working from home. Veneco says lots of companies are asking them for help now, redesigning their offices. Their clients are calling from all over the world. But it doesn't take an architect to make some small changes. It can be as simple as taking out a couple of desks and turning that area into a different kind of space, maybe a darker, quiet space with lower ceilings and soft surfaces, a good space for reading.
Moving away from the endless consistency that we see in offices.
In the office of the future, Veneco says maybe you don't have an assigned desk. Maybe when you come into the office, you choose from a variety of different environments and move from one to another over the course of your day. Mullenix says COVID taught us to start trusting employees with these decisions.
For example, it's not about being able to work at home on a Monday or a Friday. It's actually giving them permission to communicate when they're going to work where and how and why. And then accepting that, trusting that.
And he says, now we're showing the world we can be productive, even when we're not tethered to our desks. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.